This week we're talking with John Yotsko from New York, and he's going to tell us what it takes to fit in your workouts while on the road. Hey Spartans, this is Kevin Gelati, and welcome to the Spartan Athlete. How do you find it possible for you to get in the training you need if you're living somewhat of a nomadic lifestyle where you're just kind of like going with the wind and traveling, but being able to maintain such an elite level? How do you pull that off?
It's just a matter of being resourceful in the places where I go. I think it's possible to train well anywhere. You just have to be creative and disciplined with your time. That's all there is to it.
So when you say creative and disciplined with your time, are you the kind of person that maps a workout or a week or plan of action out ahead of time? Or because of the somewhat nomadic lifestyle that I hear about, do you just go with the flow and do what you feel that day?
Yeah, when I was younger, I was very meticulous about writing out the schedules and doing particular things on particular days. At this point, I've just been doing it so long that I have a general sense of the type of workouts that I want to get during particular phases, and I just go for it when I have time, the weather is permitting, and I feel good.
Without giving too many secrets away, when you mention phases, tell me what you mean by a phase.
Over the summer, I was fortunate enough to get out to Colorado and train with my old high school training partner, Jim Walmsley. So that gave me a good mountain base phase, and I'm back in New York City now, so I just do what I can there, and I've been getting some good quality work in lately. Hopefully that's enough.
Give me one idea of an example of what you consider good quality work for you. What would you consider?
Really, what I'm talking about are high-intensity hill repeats. I've been climbing all the biggest hills that New York City has to offer, which is not much, but I think my best quality workout that I've been doing consistently is taking the train up to Bear Mountain, about an hour north of New York, and so I'll ride my bike a half hour to the base of the mountain, do six hill reps up, about 1,000 feet each, and then ride my bike back.
Last thing, what do you think in OCR racing your strongest piece is?
I've thought about this a lot because the depth of talent is just
ever increasing.
So impressive at this point. I have to ask myself, where is my advantage in these races anymore? And I think it's going to have to be on the downhills, actually.
Oh, interesting. That's not something you hear a lot of people mention. People don't talk about training on the downhills.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, so it's an area that gets lost for its value.
Mm-hmm. So I think basically if I can stay with the guys going up the hill and I can maintain contact, then I'll beat them down.
Awesome. Hey, it was great to actually meet you.
Thanks for listening to the Spartan Athlete, the Friday edition of the Spartan Up podcast. Be sure to tune in next Friday where I talk to more athletes. We talk about racing, strategies, preparation, and getting you ready for a Spartan race. So get involved, subscribe, leave a comment, list on your favorite platform, and we'll see you next Friday.